Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. There's a wonderful event coming up a week from Saturday. It's Saturday, July 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Cape Fear Museum of History and Science, or Science and History. I always get them turned around. And it is at 814 Market Street. It's called A Night at the Museum. There is more going on that night than I could even comprehend. But Amy Kilgore-Mangus from the museum is here to tell us all about it. So, Amy, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
What's interesting to me about this night of hands-on science activities for the whole family is that you have a lot of other folks coming in from other museums
right.
and other centers to be part of that celebration on that night. So let's talk about the live animals, the special activities, and give us an idea of what's going on that Saturday night.
Absolutely. Well, you're right. We bring in other community partners for our families to learn science together. We really focus on family learning. We don't want the parents just to stand back and let the kids experiment. We really want the parents to participate with their kids and learn together. And the best way for us to do that is to bring in other community partners. And of course, live animals are always popular. So the North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher will bring turtles, frogs, and alligators. And they're going to teach the kids and families how to be a nocturnal wildlife researcher and talk about what do animals do at night, because some are active at night and some aren't. Also, the Carolina Raptor Center will be here, and I'm so excited. They're bringing a red-tailed hawk and a great horned owl.
Wow.
This is a rehab center in Huntersville, and it's a great opportunity to see these animals up close. If you're a bird watcher, it is amazing to look at those claws and the beaks and how the owls can turn their heads. That's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. And those are night hunters.
Night hunters,
I know the owl in particular is really silent. You know, it can be flying right at you and you won't hear it coming.
Exactly.
Not that I have to worry about
right.
that. But if I were a mouse, I'd have to
right.
be
and
careful.
Speaking of mice, we will also be giving families the opportunity to dissect an owl pellet. Now, that isn't feces. Owls actually regurgitate the matter that they cannot digest. So these are sanitized by a science company, and it's a dried material, and you can take these little tools and break it apart, and you can find tiny bones of mice or other rodents, basically. And then we give you a chart, and you can kind of match up the skull and the femur and figure out what did that owl eat.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's really fascinating.
Oh, yeah, the kids will get really excited about
especially
that.
If you get a skull or something really cool or a jawbone. I think I really want to do that myself. And the public library will be doing some bedtime stories for our littler ones. They can kind of settle in on a blanket and read some stories together. Also, the Kafer Camera Club is participating this year. They have an exhibit at the museum called Impressions of the Lower Cape Fear, and we're going to do painting light photos. So it's a lot of technology I don't really understand, but we're all going to learn. But it has to do with shutter speed and using a glow stick, and you can basically write or draw, and then the shutter speed will take the photo, and we'll actually print a copy and let you take it home with you.
Wow. Now, what's this about UFOs?
UFOs. So we're actually teaching magnetism using UFOs. So they're going to have a little miniature disc, and they're going to glue magnets on it. And you're going to test your poles of the magnets and see if you can get your UFO to float.
Sounds good. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Amy Kilgore-Mangus from Cape Fear Museum of Science and History talking about A Night at the Museum. This is definitely a family event, though if you don't have a family, go on over there anyway and have some fun. It's happening Saturday, July 20th from 6 to 9 p.m., 814 Market Street. She's already told us about folks from the Carolina Raptor Center that will be there. New Hanover County Library folks are coming. People from the Cape Fear Camera Club, North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher. All those special guides will be there bringing animals and activities and things for you to learn from. It's very much hands-on, very much participatory. And we were talking about trying to get your own UFO to levitate.
That's right.
What's this thing about fireflies?
Yes, fireflies. We're actually going to teach you a little bit about light pollution and how that can affect fireflies. Now, we can always remember being a child in the summertime and going outside and catching fireflies. Well, actually, the firefly population is declining, and that has a lot to do with light pollution and people not leaving leaf litter in their yard. So you can learn about how they communicate using their flashing, and also you can join a citizen science project where you can document fireflies in your area, and we can help give researchers more information as to how light pollution and pesticides and leaf litter are affecting their population.
So it might be nice for all of us to find out how we could perhaps help that population get restored a bit. Because
exactly.
I would hate it if there were no more fireflies in the world. We called them lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs. That's what I always said. Yep. I have a hard time saying firefly.
Fireflies. Now, there's something also about cicadas.
Cicadas, yes. Yeah. So there's been a lot of information in the news lately about the 17-year hatching, basically, of cicadas. So we're going to show you how they molt and how they molt and leave behind a perfectly intact exoskeleton, which if you remember from biology, it's their skeletons on the outside of your body. And then we're going to help you make a molt of your hand using some warm wax.
All right. So we're talking about UFOs and fireflies and light pollution and bedtime stories. And now you also have the Star Lab.
Star Lab,
running.
Which is popular.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's our portable planetarium. It's a big blow-up dome, and you crawl inside, and we're going to do a star show for you, so you can basically sit inside and look at the stars. And well, summertime is a great time to stargaze, and we'll show you what those look like in the Star Lab so that you can go home and try to find those in the night sky.
How big is the Star Lab? How many people can get in there?
I think it's about 20 people or so, 15 to 20 people, and it pretty much fills our auditorium.
Whoa.
So we'll do those in increments, and so get there early so you can go ahead and get in line for your ticket to get in there. It's a good opportunity to check out some cool stuff. And then shagging.
Yes, talk about that. The K through Shag Club. This is something I would not expect to experience at the museum.
Right. Well, shagging is a very popular dance, as you know, especially in this area. We actually have some artifacts on exhibit about from Lumina Hall and shagging shoes and a jukebox. And it kind of goes back to a simpler time where shagging was popular here at the beach, and it still is in many ways. So the Shag Club is going to do a demo and actually teach you a few moves.
All right. Now, if you're listening and you're originally from the British Isles, shagging is not what you think it is.
Correct.
That means something quite different here
in
southeastern North
dancing.
Carolina. It's dancing. So it's family-friendly
beach
event.
Music.
Beach music, definitely. So the folks from the Kafer Shag Club, Kafer Camera Club, New Hanover County Public Library, just all these people coming together and so many wonderful activities that night. Is there anything we've left out?
Let's see. We're actually going to put some of our light-related artifacts from the collection, so some of you history folks can check out how lighting has changed and actually how light was brought into Wilmington and how we became more modern with lighting downtown and things like that. So that's on exhibit, and we'll also bring out some of our artifacts from our collection. And it's from, as you said, 6 to 9 on July 20th. It's $3 for members, $6 for non-members. Memberships are available that night. And importantly, we're able to do these family science events 3 times a year thanks to Time Warner Cable's Connect a Million Minds initiative. They really support our science, technology, and engineering and math programming. So we're grateful for that support.
That's great. If you'd like more information about this event, it's called A Night at the Museum. It is at Cape Fear Museum of Science and History at 814 Market Street. You can go to the website capefearmuseum.com, or you can call 910-798-4367. Now, is that your number?
That's my number, but
Amy?
I'm happy to ask.
Okay.
Yeah, ask away.
And if you forget that, just look them up in the phone book or look them up online.
That's right.
And check it out and find out all about it. It really does sound like the kind of thing that anybody would enjoy going to.
I think there's something for everyone, both adults and kids, and interest levels.
Wonderful. A Night at the Museum at Cape Fear Museum of Science and History. Amy Kilgore-Mangus, our guest today from the museum. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.